The referendum passed by a large margin and will guarantee private sector employees in Milwaukee between 5 and 9 days of paid sick leave per year. Sangeeta Nayak is the lead organizer for 9 to 5, a workers' rights group that campaigned in favor of the measure.
Well, we believe in democracy, and we believe that when the people put something on the ballot because they feel like it's such an incredible issue, as paid sick days was for many Milwaukeeans, you know, we believe that it can pass. And that's exactly what happened here. We had over 42,000 Milwaukeeans put this on the ballot because they didn't want to be forced to choose between a sick child and their job. And it was passed today, and it's an incredible feeling, and feeling that you can believe in people and the will of people to do what's right.
Nayak says several other U.S. cities and many other nations currently have paid sick leave. She says the Milwaukee referendum will prevent people from being fired if they miss work because of illness. But referendum opponent and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he's worried the measure will cost employers too much money and lead to layoffs.
Obviously, my concerns were and remain what the impact is going to be on jobs. That's always been my concern. I don't want us to lose any jobs in this city. So we'll make it work if we can. I don't know if there's going to be a challenge to it. But again, my concern is I want people in the city to have jobs.
Barrett says he'll wait to see if the business community files a lawsuit against the referendum. The Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce says it is gearing up for a possible legal challenge. Caitlin Farrell, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.